Brendan.
Howdy, Alan.
Howdy.
Howdy, yeah, switched it up. I wasn't expecting that.
No, I absolutely was not. I have no idea what to do now. Well, thanks for coming around for another Not a Thing podcast. It's always fun to have you around for these things. We have to, I don't know, I guess eventually we'll have another situation where we'll do the separate interviews again. Although I think it's fun to do the interviews together. It just works.
Just interviews in general, I think, improve the quality of the product.
Yes.
So, or can you really call it a product if you're not selling it?
It's a service.
It's the thing.
Public service. That's what
it's
it is.
It's a calling. Literally, it's a calling. You call on Google Chat. I guess we know it's a hangout, so
yeah.
We're just hanging out, you know?
It's the podcast the internet needs, but not the one it deserves. Is that how that works? I always get that wrong.
No, it deserves, but doesn't need.
God damn it. I don't know.
Either way, that's not very flattering, Alan.
No. Okay. All right. Well, we're just going to... We're gonna jump into it. What news have we found this week? Oh, so it was leaked or otherwise disclosed that NASA has. I feel like it was leaked by like someone in Congress, and then NASA was like, "Yeah, we're trying to do that." So it's a little dubious about the exact situation, but supposedly NASA is going to. Snare an asteroid and then bring it closer to Earth, kind of park it in orbit.
Not too close.
Yeah. And then have we can send people up to check it out, which I think is awesome.
Or it's a cover and they're going to lasso the asteroid and that's going to be how they're going to deal with North Korea. You should drop an asteroid on North Korea.
Wow. That would be pretty epic, I think.
I'm going to be terrible because there's lots of innocent people there. But on the other hand, for science and kabooming things,
yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
Wow. That would...
And this is why I don't work at NASA. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I don't know if
I couldn't pass the background check, the psych profile, or the having a doctorate. Other than those things, I could totally work at NASA.
Well, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration will be glad to have you, I think. Because they
National Aeronautics and Smash Administration.
Yeah, I guess the goal is to get an asteroid big enough that you know they can land a person on. Not exactly, because I guess it wouldn't be big enough to generate its own gravity. But they're shooting for like a 25 meter, 25 foot. Okay, yeah, America feet. Yeah, 25 foot asteroid, which I guess is pretty big. I mean, you're still looking at like a school bus, which is about as big as the asteroid that streaked over, or not asteroid, meteor that streaked over Russia. So it's still pretty big, but apparently even one of that size, you know, obviously didn't hit the ground. So it's the kind of thing that would burn up in the atmosphere, which I guess is, you know, for safety. Because it'd be a shame if they went up and did all this work to get an asteroid and then it ends up falling in North Korea. I mean, that'd be kind of lame. I mean, unless that's what they wanted in the first place, I guess, right?
It's the perfect cover. No one would see that coming.
Yeah. Well, in the name of science, I think it's a cool idea.
Actually, the odds are higher that North Korea would try and do that and they would end up dropping it on themselves.
Oh, no.
Is it wrong to think that a whole country is just like the Mr. Magoo of international politics? That's not racist, because it has nothing with the race. It's the government.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll confirm that that is not racist.
Yeah. I'm just against Kim Jong's in general. No, that sounds racist.
Can you be namist? Is that like a thing?
It'd be nationalist? No. I don't know.
No, you're just not okay with like specific names, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's like, you know, people aren't, you know, I think everyone now is probably namist for Hitler, right?
Yeah.
Adolf.
Yeah.
Probably ruined that name pretty good.
For a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know when that one will overtake. I just saw a list of like girls' names and boys' names for the last year. And I want to say popular boys' names. One of them is Finn, which I don't know. And then another one is Thor.
That's great. So, are people naming their kids Finn after Glee?
I hope not, but I didn't connect that until you said it just now.
Maybe we need to lasso some more asteroids. There's a few other people I have some bones to pick with. You've won an all-expense-paid trip to North Korea!
Well, I guess it will take a fair amount of time to go get that asteroid, because asteroids are mostly in between Mars and Jupiter, kind of just in a belt, you might say. So the plan would be to shoot something up, fly it towards one of those asteroids, and lasso it. I don't know how they're going to do that. That's pretty wild. And then tow it back to Earth. Which I think it almost seems made for a sci-fi film. the interminable boredom of like hauling an asteroid back and forth. It makes for, a Sunshine or an Alien kind of movie to pop up out of something like that. So I'm looking forward to the sci-fi rendition of this idea.
They're doing extreme rendition of an asteroid? Is that what you're saying? Just throw a black bag over its head and drag it back to Earth?
I guess that's what they're doing. I'm sure it's something very similar. They're
going to find the Jake Gyllenhaal of asteroids and just... Rendition, it was a movie. It happened a few years ago.
It was okay, you know.
I never saw it.
It was okay. Anyway.
Either way, anything space-related that increases our ability to do things in space, I think should be a thing.
Absolutely. And one thing that's kind of in that vein is that news about that you found about the leaf, the artificial leaf. And I think it's kind of a misnomer, because in the title it says artificial leaf generates energy and self heals. And my original thought is like, oh, this is no. Everything is bad about this. It's like, we do not want these things self-healing and generating their own energy. It's like, it's not good. But apparently it's not that at all. Well, sort of. So the artificial leaf is not anything more than a catalyst that separates hydrogen and oxygen out of water. So you essentially drop it into water and let it hang out for a while. And there's, some chemical process that separates the hydrogen and oxygen, which can be, stored and used for fuel cells or whatever. And the self-healing bit is, I guess, in a byproduct of the chemical process is that it generates kind of a food source for bacteria, and the bacteria eventually kind of coat the material that the leaf is made out of, which inhibits it from generating, separating the hydrogen and oxygen. But I guess the way they make it, the bacteria doesn't kind of form completely. They don't really go into exactly how it heals itself, but it sounds like when it stops producing hydrogen and oxygen, it changes to a process which kind of either rearranges or breaks down the bacteria that's on it, so it can go back to separating hydrogen and oxygen, which I think is interesting and cool. I mean, their application for it is to give it to smaller countries or individuals that are having, you know, that need to generate electricity. And it's not a, it seems like it's a, they called it a fast food source of electricity in the article, which is saying that it's not a, you know, industrial level power source or anything. It's more of, you know, it could power like a few light bulbs in a house, or, you know, which is a fair amount of power. It'd be enough to at least, you know, up your standard of living from no lights to some lights. So,
well, and the process works at night as well. So with solar, you're just got that during the daytime.
Right.
But these can continue to work at night. So if you use those two things together, you know, you could bring some power to places that otherwise wouldn't get it.
Yeah. And so I think that's good.
And the self-replicating part, the self-healing part of it, where it prevents the bacteria from shutting down the process, is a great thing, because before it would only work in pure water. Mm-hmm. And most areas that need this kind of technology don't have pure water. So it's a good step towards bringing energy everywhere.
Yay. Yay, energy. Although really you're just breaking down water.
That's fine. There's plenty of water.
We got a lot of that, right? Yeah, I think.
Oh, what if you made someone eat one? That would be terrible.
That's what they would have to do on the spaceship that they're hauling the asteroids back. They get so like crazy that some guy eats one, and then it like destroys him from the inside, and he goes crazy.
Patent pending.
Another wonderful idea from the Not a Thing podcast. unfortunately, a not wonderful idea that I read about just today was that, and I don't know whose fault this is yet. But I'm sure someone's going to get an earful, and the net result is that the Blue Angels are not flying during Fleet Week in San Francisco, but also like anything. They're canceling something like 30 engagements around the country or around the world. And for those of you that don't know the Blue Angels, I'm sorry, cuz they're awesome, but
America.
It's a Navy flying and acrobatics group, and they fly, I want to say it's 5, but it may be more than that, or maybe they only do 5, but they probably have extra pilots and extra planes to do whatever they want. But they, you know, they do formation flying and crazy, you know,
low scare clearance. The crap out of you when you're at a baseball park and they fly over and you don't know they're there.
Yeah. Low clearance passes, all that kind of good stuff.
F-18s.
Yeah. Hornets. I remember so many years of seeing them flying around, because I mean the months up the Fleet Week, they're practicing, and it's hard to practice in a like jet without people noticing. So it was really cool if you were out on the playground and you're watching like jets flying around. I mean, thankfully, it's not, you know, jets flying, like bombers flying around. It's fighter jets, so it's still pretty cool.
They're loud. They're fun.
Yeah. But apparently jets not this coming year. Thing. Are they, do you know why, I mean, it's budget cuts, but whose budget? Is it our budget?
I believe it's the Pentagon.
Oh, thanks, Obama. Probably not Obama's fault.
Not maybe. Entirely.
Maybe not.
Oh, it's, I believe, oh, what is this? It's saying it's part of the darn sequester.
Oh, no!
Oh,
man.
It is Obama.
Oh, manufactured financial crises are not a thing.
No.
Oh, government.
Their annual budget was $35 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But in the scheme of things, not a lot of money.
I'm sure they could get a Kickstarter going and like,
yeah,
you know, that would work. People would want to see the Blue Angels. That's,
or we could do another petition. It's just, I mean, we didn't get a Death Star, but we could at least get the Blue Angels.
Right.
That's much more affordable.
And it would still strike fear into the hearts of rebels and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rebel scum's got to watch their backs.
Especially if they're using drones, right?
Oh, definitely. Now.
So, another bit of... On the good side of I guess military funding
in the Navy.
Yeah, the Navy tested or showed or released a bunch of video of them testing the LAWS system, which is like laser, like a big L, little A, weapon system. So LAWS, which it's all right, you know.
It's the Judge Dredd of weapon systems. It is the law.
It is the law. It's a pretty good name. I think they can make up a better name. But it's a ship mounted laser gun that can, you know, shoot things out of the sky. And they tested it with drone jets, which I think is completely apt because you don't want robots exactly. Flying anyway. It is the official stance of the Not a Thing podcast. Robots should not fly planes. So, yeah, we can shoot them down now with lasers.
Think it's a boondoggle now, but when you have robots coming for you from the sky, you'll be glad we have those lasers.
What was that? The movie with I can't remember her name. It's embarrassing. Jennifer Beal. She plays like a pilot. And
was this from the '80s?
No. Jennifer Beal wasn't around in the '80s, was she?
Oh wait, no. Jessica Biel?
Jessica Biel. What am I?
Stealth?
Yes.
The Jamie Foxx movie?
Yes. That's why I was saying Jamie. See? I mixed. I married them. That's what I did.
Yeah, that's my worst nightmare. That and Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Never forget.
So yeah, lasers shooting robot jets out of the sky thing.
Well, the interesting thing, I mean, other than it's a laser that shoots things out of the sky, was that one of the advantages of the system was the how it's so cost-effective.
Right.
Saying they could produce a laser shot for $1?
Yeah.
That's the Navy's estimate?
Yeah, because it's essentially a solid-state laser, so there's no moving parts, so there's nothing they have to feed it other than energy. And I guess the sunk cost of buying it or producing it makes using it essentially free.
Like, so you could buy a taco or shoot a laser. You could get a BK stacker or shoot a laser.
Could I?
Or if I have $2, I could do both.
Everyone's going to be running for those $2 bills because you want to do both.
Yeah, eating burgers, shooting lasers. What else do you need?
America. Oh, there's a lot of good America reasoning in the last few days. So I saw Olympus has fallen on Saturday.
Finally.
And it was only like a week, right? Or 2 weeks?
Yeah, but that's like 2 weeks of your life that you've lived without thinking of how awesome that movie was.
It was pretty awesome. I think when the text that you described it to me was, it was like the Raid Redemption, but with America added in.
Yeah, pretty much.
So if you don't know about the Raid Redemption, go back in the podcast archives because we talked about it. It's great, but it's. The short form plot, which
is... I assume if you're listening to this podcast, you've seen Die Hard.
Yeah.
It's Die Hard, but in the White House.
So
with more violence.
Right. Gerard Butler plays the an ex Secret Service agent, which I think was an interesting bit of characterization to show why he's ex Secret Service. But anyway, he
Sure if he's ex or not, because he was working at the Treasury.
Oh, that's true. So
doesn't the Secret Service handle that?
He is part of. He's just not part of the presidential detail anymore.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So the short form is he was like the president's like chief of security. You know, whatever. I don't know what
his personal Jack Bauer.
Right. The correct terminology, and then. There's this awful accident, and so the president blames him, and so he's not part of the team anymore.
Mostly, he blames himself.
And there was, oh, I love it, I love it, and we'll get to this in a moment. I just want to finish the the synopsis of sorts.
Right, right. Sorry,
so the White House is hosting some South Korean diplomats, and then becomes under attack by. This jet that can't be waved off or shot at or anything, and before it shoots up like all of Washington D.C., and then it turns out that the delegation is not the delegation from South Korea at all, or there is like one person from that delegation, and the rest of them
are the president of South Korea.
Right, right.
Everyone else on the staff seems to be terrorists from North Korea, not yes. North Koreans.
Right.
But North Korean terrorists.
Yes.
Not representative of the government of North Korea.
Nor of North Koreans in general.
Right.
Right. And they end up taking over the White House, and it isn't that they're holding the president hostage to hold the president hostage. They're trying to blow up all of the nuclear weapons in all of the United States.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
Yes. Oh, I think spoiler alert is generous.
You're not really missing anything.
Yeah.
It's not going to be ruined.
So
it's Gerard, not a huge shocker.
Right. So Gerard Butler's character is working across the street from the White House
or conveniently.
And then somehow fights his way into the White House and through all of, you know, the defenses to eventually fight the main bad guy in hand-to-hand combat, of course.
Former Bond villain.
Yes.
From Die Another Day.
Oh.
Again, with the this is the North Korean bad guy actor.
Yeah. It was... That was rough. But anyway...
It is a serious R-rated movie.
Yeah.
It's not a PG-13 action movie.
Right. And so I didn't know that going in. I thought it was, you know, I was expecting The Rock.
No. That's why I brought up The Raid, because the violence is right. Much more than that caliber.
Yeah, so it was extremely violent, let's just say. There were multiple people being shot right in front of the camera. Like head shot in the head right in front of the guy. Executed.
Stabbed in the head.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in movies.
Yeah.
That's not a common occurrence. Maybe you see it once. It happened at least 3 times in this movie.
It happened in the movie Under Siege.
Oh.
Steven Seagal and Tommy Lee Jones. That was the probably first time I saw someone get stabbed in the head, you know, in a movie. But you're right. It's not very common, but
it is in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was super duper violent, much more than I expected. The body count is very high.
Very high. Do you think it's almost like Total Recall level, or still not that violent?
No, because I feel like in Total Recall there were a lot of civilian deaths.
Well, there's a lot of civilian deaths in this one too.
That's
with
true.
The plane.
That's true. There are
a lot. The myriad of other attacks that go on when they take the White House with all the choreography of violence, the garbage trucks.
So I have to break it down a little bit. I had a lot of time to think about this, and I've been thinking about it a lot because it was good.
It's a real thinking movie.
it really hits all of the kind of perfect notes for an action movie, right? You have the guy who was this like superhuman character who got taken out of the game and has to fight his way back in, literally. There's the president in danger, right? I mean, poor Aaron Eckhart he plays like the beat up Harvey Dent, but only that part from Dark Knight. So you never see him.
Rachel.
Yeah. It's pretty much him the whole movie. Really the whole movie. So it's really unfortunate because at the beginning of the movie he's like boxing with Gerard Butler, and I thought maybe they would work that into like later in the movie he would like fight off somebody or No.
Everyone in his staff is tougher than he is.
Yeah.
Like, give us the codes. No, we're not going to give them the codes. Right. It'll be fine. I'll never get mine up.
Right. That was so awful. Like they had the two staff members that are, willing to die. They'd put that out. You know, this is our duty. We're going to do it. And he's like, no.
Melissa Leo was badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
She took one for America.
Oh man! No,
and the thing that really made me happy is the president has his son,
uh-huh.
But they resolved that plot line quickly enough that there wasn't the whole kid in danger. There's no Kim Bauer stuck in the woods in this movie.
Yeah, they could have stretched that out. Actually, I was concerned that was going to go the entire distance, and the kid was going to be there like the entire movie. He'd be short round to his Dr. Jones, and thankfully that didn't happen. It was there, and they set up enough of it that it makes sense how all of that stuff kind of happened. So that was good, but I felt that there were just so many good things, right? They had the bunker in the White House, which you don't even know if it actually exists anymore, but it doesn't matter because it's been in so many movies and TV shows. It might as well exist. I'd hope it does.
Well, there's the White House bunker, and then there's the bunker where everyone else goes who's not captured and taken hostage. Where you get to see Morgan Freeman in charge of things.
Yeah, the secondary situation room, which yes. I guess is at the Pentagon, which kind of makes sense, I guess if you're going to put it somewhere. But what other movie had like this crazy hardened presidential bunker in it? I know they did in I think it was Homeland. Was it first season of Homeland? And then
I still haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. Good. It's all right. Pretty good. Salt with Angelina Jolie. Not a good movie, but
Never saw it.
Yeah. Save your time and energy. But yeah, there was a and it's so bad because it's like it seems like all of the movies where there is that presidential bunker, someone has defeated it in some way. And it's like, maybe it's not a good idea. So maybe they shouldn't build one.
I just like how this movie takes so many elements from traditional action movies.
Yeah.
Like, it they take all the best parts.
Yeah, they did.
And all the parts that bring down a lot of action movies, they cut out.
Yeah,
it was really streamlined, like, okay, this is the things you want to see in an action movie. Here you go.
Yeah, I think you do want to see, like, competent Secret Service people. You don't want them, you know, to be all, like, jerks and traitors or whatever. So the, you know, Air Force One springs to mind, right? The traitor Secret Service guy in that. And it's so lame. It's so awful. You don't want that.
There is the traitor Secret Service guy in this one, too.
But he wasn't a member of the Secret Service.
That's true. And also, his death, or maybe not death. Okay, yeah, he dies.
Yeah.
Spoiling that, I don't care. It's pretty sweet.
Yes, that was one of the aforementioned stabbings, if I'm remembering correctly.
Totally worth it.
Yeah. And you're right. It did take all of the good stuff, right? You get the swarm of guards, like, hustling the president down to the bunker. You know, you want that feeling. You want to know that America is reasonably competent at that kind of thing.
it's very well edited, because, like, there's scenes with him and with Gerard Butler and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that totally could. I was just waiting for them. Okay, they're gonna escape and then take her hostage. And then he's going to chase them down. Didn't happen. I've seen that 1,000 times in other action movies. It's like, they could have edited this movie by half an hour and it would have been great.
Yeah.
And they did in this case.
Yeah, it comes out right at 2 hours. Which I think
it never felt good. Like it dragged.
No.
Had good momentum.
Yeah. And I don't think any of the... There were some lines from him that from Gerard Butler's character that are like, no, I don't know if you would really say that. But for the most part, the dialogue is reasonable. There is, like, one, of course, there is the, you know, conversation between he and the bad guy, you know, very diehard.
No, they took a lot from... There's even a scene where it's him and a guy who he thinks is his friend smoking a cigarette. It's like, that's the Hans Gruber scene.
Yeah.
When he doesn't know it's Hans Gruber.
And he even loses it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
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 Oh. It was straight out of Die Hard.
Yeah. Dylan McDermott's not a great Hans Gruber, but it worked. It worked out enough. So the things that it didn't have... that could have made it, you know, that could have made it better, I think...
Special effects?
You didn't like CGI. The special effects?
The CGI was garbage. I've seen better CGI on TV.
The sequence when he's on the roof and then falls down looked really bad. I think that was the most embarrassing kind of piece of it. But, there was one weird thing. One of the things that they called out in the credits, like special thanks, was the makers of the optical sights on those rifles.
That's sweet.
So, like, okay, I guess. I had no idea that was like a thing. I mean, aren't they just like putting like a green filter and a crosshair on it? I don't know.
Maybe they were not. Going for... Maybe that's where their effects budget went. Because I've seen better planes in video games.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the, what is it called? Not Battlefield?
Battlefield 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't see the trailer. I haven't seen the full trailer. It's supposedly like 17 minutes long. But that looks ridiculously cinematic. I mean, rivaling Call of Duty level cinema scenes. So I don't know. I'm I didn't play Battlefield 3, so I don't know kind of how it plays at all or anything. I did play Medal of Honor, which I think is made by the same people. And that was just okay. I mean, it felt like Call of Duty, but not it was much less cinematic and much more like because Call of Duty has kind of, you know, you fight for a while, you shoot for a while, you run around a little bit, and then you have kind of there are enough segments where you have like 25% control over what's going on, and you're
where
just
you
kind
can
of
look around.
Yeah. And I feel like they didn't do any of those sequences well in the Medal of Honor game. But it looks like they're just going completely out for Battlefield. So that, I don't know. I have a lot to catch up on game wise, so I don't know if I'll pick it up, but
I gotta get that new BioShock.
Yeah, I've heard it's good. I've heard it's also ridiculously violent, kind of keeping in that vein.
Okay, that just makes me want to buy it more.
Yeah.
Not that real violence should be a thing.
No.
We're not advocating that.
No.
But, you know, entertainment violence. That's totally fine.
Yeah, I'm reasonably
keep it on the screen, people. Keep it on the screen.
I like that. Keep it on the screen, keep it off the streets.
And knowing is half the battle.
Oh, so I didn't see G.I. Joe, but you did?
I did.
Okay. is it even worth like a rental?
It's worth a pirated download. Even then, I don't know. It wasn't for me.
Okay.
I feel like if I was 13 years old again, I might enjoy it.
Ooh, might. It's not even that good. Is it because it's a PG-13 violence kind of movie?
Well, that's part of it, but also it's horribly edited and filmed and sound mixed.
Oh.
It might have just been the theater I saw it in, but I should not be dozing off during action scenes.
Oh.
Sober.
Yikes. Yeah, I feel like for the first movie, there was a lot of slack time. Like you were kind of between fights, and when you were between fights, there was not fighting going on. I mean, it was just straight up exposition.
The problem is they tried to tell too many stories in one movie.
Like, oh, sure.
It jumps around so much. Like, there's no sense of time or space or anything. It's like people are on one side of the planet. Now they're on the other side of the planet. They're together. They're apart. They're telling the story from three different points of view. Three different stories. The only good thing is the RZA makes an appearance as a ninja. As like a ninja master.
Okay.
I was like, holy crap, is that the RZA? It is! All right. No, if you want to see a movie with The Rock kicking ass, watch Fast Five. Ignore this movie.
Yeah, Fast Five was good. I got the trailer for Fast Six in front of Olympus Has Fallen.
D-Box for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What else did I get? I got The Internship, which I guess is just a big commercial for Google.
Yes, I've seen that.
It looked like old school plus Google minus Will Ferrell.
Hey, you know what's hot? It's that Google. We should make a movie. Who do those young people like? Owen Wilson? Vince Vaughn? They made that movie that made a lot of... Put them in it.
Yeah. I'm not so sure about that. What else did I get? The Place Beyond the Pines, which... Bradley Cooper and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of looks like...
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
Have you seen the trailer for Upstream Color?
No.
From the people who did Primer?
No.
It looks really trippy.
Okay. I only recently saw Primer, just like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, something like that. It was good, so I have to keep an eye out for that one, because that isn't, I don't think that's opened in wide release yet. I think it may have just opened in New York like just this last weekend, and they did show it at South by Southwest, but yeah. I keep seeing the same trailer for After Earth.
Where's the twist?
Yeah. And then I unfortunately saw the trailer for Pain and Gain. Speaking of The Rock, I don't know. It's a Michael Bay film.
When I think Michael Bay movies, I think Pain. Our Pain and his gaining lots of money.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. But yeah, Fast 6. For sure.
If it's in D-Box in your area, go see it.
Yeah. If you don't know what D-Box is, look it up. It's wicked awesome.
Go to the internet.
Yeah.
We're not going to link it. You're going to have to type. You have to do the old-fashioned way on this one and go to the Googles. Or Bing or whatever.
Or a really old-fashioned way, you know. Break out your Lycos or your
Webcrawler or whatever.
Oh. Well.
Get out there on the internet, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you another time. See you later, Brendan.
Adios.